The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Before we get into the video, we want to talk about a quick word from our sponsor here, BET Online. The fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports. I personally don't bet a lot, neither does Tanner, but we know that when our friends talk about betting, BET Online is the place to go. They're simply the best. So head to the website, betonline.ag. We'll pop it up on the screen, and the link is in the description. Or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive 50% off welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's betonline.ag. Now on with the video. What's up, guys? Welcome back to Chum Chat. We got a special guest, the man, Benji Michelle, man. How you doing?
Yes, sir. I'm doing good, bro. How are you? Hey, thanks for having me on the chat, bro.
Of course, man. You got requested by Daryl DK. I don't know if you saw the video. We said, yo, Daryl, who should we have on next? And he said, get on Benji. So we gave him what he wanted. We got on Benji, doing well. Obviously, banger of a season last year. Coming out this season flying as well. Should have had a goal already. How you feeling about this year, man? Obviously, the league's it is what it is. But how you feeling about this year, and what are your goals, man?
You know, obviously, my goals are to reflect off last year, trying to, you know, do better, score more goals, get more playing time. And, you know, I'm already off to a good start. You know, I had some time with the national team with you. You know, but it was good. You know, now it's a good start. You know, trying to get going and ready for a big season. You know, my team is we're trying to reflect off last year as well. There's a lot of chip on our shoulder. We have a big chip on our shoulder this year. You froze.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, he froze. You're good though. I can hear you though. So you're good. Just keep going.
Yeah. You know, a lot of guys are hungry for. Yeah, we did. Last year our first playoff berth. So this year we want more than that. You know, we're gonna try to win all this year. So. Which is good. So everyone is hungry this year.
Yeah, man. Like you were saying though, with the competition, man, you got Nani, you got Chris, and then I don't know who the other one you said, but
Alexander Pato.
Oh, Pato.
Bro,
yeah, of course.
You can't forget Pato, bro.
Well, I thought he was playing the nine, bro. I didn't know he was playing.
Bro,
in the wing.
I'm a natural striker.
You played striker at UP.
Yeah, I played striker at UP, but they got me playing. You know, you got me playing winger. You know, I can't complain. It's either you swim or drown in this league, but like obviously I want to put my position and like I would like to play striker.
So Pato's a nine.
Pato's a nine.
Is he raw? Like, be honest, is he raw or is he washed up?
He still got it. He's not as fast, but he still got it.
He still got it. Like, you can see the scale, like the natural scale and stuff.
Yeah, you know,
like what's his biggest strength though? Because he wasn't always a striker, was he? Or he was?
Who, Pato? I think he was always a striker.
Okay.
Yeah, he can finish.
He can finish.
Yeah. What's it like though playing with those two, Nani and Pato? Like, is it just a different level in training? Like, do they have different ideas and everything, or what?
Oh, it's just like, damn. Like, like in training, I'm just like, yo, this guy does not lose the ball.
Yeah.
This guy, Nani, does not lose. Like, his feet are just so quick. I mean, even like you see it in the game sometimes, like, this guy's feet. So, like, in training, sometimes he like messes around, but like it's like what he does is like, damn, like, yo, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. That's crazy. I don't even know what to say, but yeah.
Oh, I'll go ahead real quick. Bro, I was just wondering, like, obviously Oscar was, I don't know how much interaction Tanner had with Oscar. I feel like I didn't have that much, but he was always around. Yeah. Obviously he's a great coach. Like, what do you think, like, are his greatest qualities? Like, what has he brought out in you, maybe, like, compared to other coaches? Like, Nick. Shout out, Nick.
Nick was my guy. He literally built a team around me to score. And that's how I was also really successful. You know, Oscar was not my coach. He's not my draft coach. So, like, obviously, like, I wasn't one of his players.
Did James draft you?
James. Yeah, James
O'Connor. Okay. Okay. Yeah, my brother plays for Lou City. That's how I know.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. Okay,
okay. Yeah. So I was just there, but you know, obviously, like I would play winger with James sometimes, but Oscar saw me as a winger because I was so fast. But like growing up, I was always a striker. Like I've always played back to go running in my hand. So like I wasn't really, you know, they asked me to play in the pocket. Like I've never played in the pocket. I've never played in the pocket in my life. So like I have to adjust to these things that these coaches want to ask. And, you know, I have to. I literally have no choice, or I have no job, or I won't be playing. So like learning how to play in the pocket, I'm still, you know, having to receive the ball in the pocket. I don't like doing those things. I like back towards goal, laying off and spinning. I don't like to play in the pocket. I don't really like the ball in my feet. I only want the ball in the box in the final third. That's literally the times I want the ball. Yeah, it's fun to, like, you know, drift out wide sometimes as a winger and take players on. But, like, I don't want to do that all the time. I really want the ball, like, just laying off and spinning in behind. I mean, that's my game. That was my game growing up and scoring goals.
But, yeah, I mean, that's what got you 31 goals in college, no?
Yeah. Oh, how you know that?
Hey,
bro, what you mean, bro?
That's what we do here.
Answer. Hey, you know what I'm saying? What is research? But yeah, that's literally, yeah, like you said, that's literally what got me goals in college, from my runs in behind, finishing in the box. But now I gotta whip the ball in, I gotta receive the ball in the pocket, turn, drive back the defense, like, yo, come on. I'm trying to play striker. Yeah.
All right, who you have the best chemistry with on the team?
Best chemistry with Mauricio Pereira. Cause like he knows I'm a striker and like he loves playing balls in behind. And so like he already knows the movements I want. So whenever he's on the ball, I just run in behind and he knows like where I want the ball.
Bro,
Nani as well.
Okay. And
I feel like I have the best chemistry with them because obviously, you know, they're all the players and they read the game really well.
All right. Yeah. So I'm asking you a question. Do you have better chemistry with them? It's a different league, different circumstances, but do you have a better chemistry with them or my boy Ray Ortiz?
Ray Ortiz, of course.
Bro.
Ray Ortiz wouldn't look for anyone else but me.
Bro, y'all were different, bro.
Ray knows if he wants to get his assist stats up, he would look for me. You know, he literally.
Bro, I swear, it would be like every goal would be just like Ray Cross, Benji goal.
Ray to Benji every time. Because, like, bro, we spent hours, like, on weekends, like, crossing and finishing. Like, we would text each other, bro, we're trying to go do crossing and finishing. We're in study hall together trying to go crossing and finishing. Like, he knows my movements. He knows my runs. Like, we knew each other like this. My last year there, he had a groin injury, so, like, we didn't really get that much time together. So like I had to figure my shit out. You know, I was able to still produce 11 goals that year. But you know, Ray and I were like this when it came to chemistry.
You talk about your hard work, man. You do work hard, I can say. When we were at camp, you definitely worked hard, but we were just on an Instagram live a couple days ago. And Benji, man, you said you was waking up at 6:30.
Okay, I meant
7:30. Okay.
7:30. I was trying to figure out the times that I leave.
Okay.
Like, I meant 7:30. I get up at 7 now because like my dog gets up at 7, and I don't want her pooping in her cage, so I hurry up and run downstairs.
So tell us about your dog. Tell us about your dog.
She's a puppy now. She's 11 weeks. I mean, if you guys want to see her, I can go get her. She's literally right there. I don't want her in my house right now because she's chewing up my all my stuff. Bro. She chews up.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. What made you want to get a puppy?
She's going to make me money. This dog cost me $6,000.
Say swear.
Swear.
Wait, is it a Frenchie?
Yeah, Frenchie. Bro, she's right. Beautiful.
Beautiful. You did say you want to get into rich people things, right? You said you want to play some golf.
Yeah, I want to play some. I actually have a meeting, not a meeting, but I opened up a shoe business.
We're going to take a quick break from the video to shout out our sponsor, Canaan. It's a sunglass company. I don't know about you guys, but I know that sometimes when it's hot outside, I need my sunglasses. They be breaking. They're not as effective as I'd want them to be. But with Canaan, that's never a problem. You see, Canaan sunglasses are made exclusively with polarized lenses for optimal clarity. They're clearer, lighter, and stronger. And their Italian handcrafted frames as well are impossible to scratch. So use exclusive code CanaanCast15 at Canaan.com to get 15% off your first pair. That's KAEnonCast15. We'll pop that up right there to make it easier for y'all. And the link will be in the description. Go make sure y'all get y'all's first pair. Canaan, clearly better. Let's get back to the video.
Shoe company. It's called
reselling sneakers.
Yeah, it's called Oli. One of my friends, he has this access to a website, like all the latest drops, like when the Jordan ones came out, the University Blue ones came out. We got 40 pairs of those, bro. We got 40 pairs of those.
That's wild, bro.
We got them for $170. We sold them all for around $450 to $490. We made so much profit on that, bro.
All right, so y'all already know what the deal is. If y'all are mad at someone for buying all the shoes,
yes,
get in Benji's DMs, bro.
Yo, get in Benji's DMs, bro. When I'm on sneakers app and it says you did not make the you got declined. Well, it's Benji's fault. Now I know.
That's it, bro. That's literally like me. Like I wasn't such a big sneakerhead, but like I knew I can make so much money from this game. So like, why not join it?
So what do you use,
Boss? Yo, let me join, bro. Let me join. Cause look, I'm looking right here. The Sakai's dropped today. Two Sakai's dropped today. I know you know. And I joined the raffle, and then before I even get out to practice, decline. I'm out the raffle. I'm out the raffle. Literally, every time.
Literally.
But y'all got 40 pairs out of nowhere. How'd y'all do that?
Use bots?
Yeah, there's it's like we also get some from the warehouse, and we get some from I don't know how this guy has access to it, but there's an account that he has, and you can just choose from any shoe you want from the account. Like literally any shoe you want, I can get. Literally.
You're going to be lacing up your whole
team. This is wild.
You're going to be lacing up your whole team or what?
Yeah, but like if they want it, they can get it. But like obviously, like I can't say, oh, you want a discount. I can't give out discounts because like obviously.
Ah, yeah, I'm not saying for free. Like you're going to be the plug though.
It's my business. It's like it's my business partner or not. So like I can't, you know, he has we have different rules on this business. Like he does all the dirty work and I do all the money. Like I provide what needs to be provided.
When it comes he does all the illegal stuff and then you do all the, hey, the cleaning. You laundry it.
It's
you
100% laundry it. Legal. We get it from the warehouse and the app. Literally, that's literally it.
All right, well, off camera, you have to tell me the details because I'm trying to get into business, bro.
Yes,
because right. I like shoes, man. I got a good collection. You know, I got a few. Yes,
I see that. Like, I see that when I was UJT. Like, I'm like, damn, okay, these guys came dripped out to camp. Like, where are ones, dunks, and I'm over here with my Vapor Maxes.
Hey, but you're the one with the plug, bro. You gotta
facts. Now we know. Like, maybe
now we know.
Just because you wear Vapor Maxes doesn't mean you aren't laced, though.
That's true. But like the Heat are the ones. Those are the dunks. Those are all the Heat.
That's what's hot right now, though. Like it
that's
change.
What's hot right now. The ones won't change.
You think so?
Nah, the ones will not change.
Bro.
The ones will not change. There's no way. The ones
never.
I don't think so. And that's our number one. That's our hottest shoe.
Bro, it's just whatever's like trendy. Like that's what's gonna blow at that moment. I feel like just whatever girls like is gonna like blow. Like right now, girls like Jordan ones. They like forces. Like that's what's blowing up right now. They like dunks. Like they control the whole market, bro. Because they're the ones with the money.
And basketball players.
Facts.
I think it's some people that like when you see LeBron wearing the dunks, it goes up. The stock goes up. When you see Drake wearing the dunks, it goes up. Yeah. So I think those people have influence. But definitely the dunks are kind of in rotation. Like you couldn't tell me 6 months ago the dunks were going to pop up like this.
Yeah.
Man, it was the Air Forces were popping like back then in the winter, bro.
I don't even like the dunks. I just like the Jordan ones. I just like the ones.
Yeah, I feel you, bro. I just got into to the Jordan. I never had a Jordan until this year. You know, I wanted to try it out. Being a Nike athlete, I can order off the website. So I've been trying it out. I'm enjoying it. I have about I went from zero to like 9 Jordans in about 3 months. So good. It's going good so far. It's going good. Hopefully I can get the number up when Benji hooks me up with the details. But we're just chilling right now.
Gotcha.
Nah, bro. But let's get into a little bit of the football side of things a little bit more. Obviously, we touched a little bit on your club situation. Now the national team situation. You're Haitian American. We all know you declined a senior Haitian call up. You've been an integral part of the U23s. How do you see that playing out? You still want to stick with the U.S.? Is the door still open for Haiti? How's that looking?
Yeah, the door will always be open for Haiti. Like Haiti, they're really corrupt. Like. Don't get me wrong. They're all really talented. Like they beat who they beat. They beat Canada. They should have beat Mexico. There was a lousy PK that was called against. Like Haiti is, they have a really good squad, but like one, they're very corrupt. I feel like two, if I play for Haiti, then all the sponsorships and like endorsements, they go out the door because no one looks at Haiti. No sponsorship or endorsement looks at Haiti. Like, if you're a Haiti's men's national team player, they don't really look at you. But if you're an American national team player, then, like, your stock goes up. So, like, I feel like as of right now, I'm going to stay with U.S., there's so much competition. Like, the amount of competition there is for attackers is insane. But for me, like, I don't care. I'm not going to just, like, throw the flag and go with Haiti because like obviously like you know life is all about competing, so if you want it you got to go get it
1000%. And football is about moments too, especially with the national team, bro. Like say just because one guy is like maybe better now doesn't mean next camp or next window you're not doing better. It's all about like who's in form and stuff, so I think the door can always be open.
I agree, man. I'm gonna ask the question. If you want to say anything about the Olympics, your emotions, how you feel, anything that went wrong, whatever you can. If you don't want to, it's cool. We've kind of already talked about it on another episode, but if you want to, you're free to say anything right now.
What's up, guys? Support for this podcast is brought to you by Just Live, a trusted source for help for high-quality wellness CBD products created by athletes just for you. Have you ever been feeling low with sleep, focus, energy, your immune system, or stress? That's why Just Live is the one for you. They've just come out with a new gummy line. They have 6 different flavors, functions, including sleep, energy, focus, immunity, calm, and vitamin C. They're vegan, low sugar, high quality. They're founded by Klay Thompson, Alex Morgan, Travis Pastrana, and Paul Rodriguez. They wanted to create this product, one they could trust and one they could stand behind. If you need support with those that I mentioned, I highly recommend giving this a try. It's buy one, get one free of the new gummies line with code SUPPORT at justlive.com. That's buy one, get one free at justlive.com. Use code SUPPORT. Back to the episode.
About the camp.
About the Olympics, about qualifying, yeah.
Like the result, I guess.
You know, obviously, like, everyone is looking at us like we're a huge disappointment for that qualifying. I mean, yeah, it's disappointing, but like, they don't know like the hard work we've all put in. But I do feel like, I don't know. It was just like, for me personally, like, it was really tough. Cause like, obviously, like I was starting the first game doing well. And then after that, Jason took me out of the lineup and I didn't really see the field. I think I see like 20 minutes a game. And that just really like messed up my confidence. And yeah, that was just it for me.
We talked with Darryl a little bit about confidence actually. And he, and as an attacker as well, you know, how important is that? He said that it was so important for him. And that, like, how important is that for you as an attacker? Like, is confidence a really big factor?
Confidence is a really big factor. I feel like for me, like, you gain confidence by what you produce. I score, my confidence is flying. I assist, my confidence is not flying, but it's, you know, it's getting up there.
Yeah.
I don't score assists, like, as an attacker, like, it's just like, damn.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember when we were going in the airport and we were talking about it, talking about confidence and, like, literally how you said the same thing you just said. You were in the lineup and then you're out and then it just kills your confidence. I remember in the airport when we're going back talking about it. And, but yeah, man, it was a tough month. You know, we put in a lot of work to try to qualify and to not see that result. It's tough on us too. So I think people forget that, you know, we gave it all we had, you know.
I just think like a lot of the comments, they just think like we want to lose, like, yo, we're actually trying, like, say.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough with the press and stuff like that. That's why I feel like a lot of times you just have to kind of like not pay much attention to it. Like, no hate to the press or anything, but you know, most of them, like 98% of them, don't know anything that we go through as players. So it's like their opinion doesn't really matter, anyways.
It was hilarious. The funniest one was like obviously they put out the roster got leaked right like early. Benji remembers and then obviously Uli got hurt like the day before that the roster had to be submitted. And then they put me on the roster and all the comments were saying, like, is he even fit? Like, he has to fly to Mexico again. Like, wasn't he just there? And it's like, they just have no idea, man. They have no idea.
No idea how it works. And it's just like,
yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro, but
yeah.
You are in my DMs and I could not respond. Just like, damn, yo.
It's hard, bro. It's hard just having to always keep that in yourself. That's why I feel like we kind of use this as an outlet sometimes. It's good for us. Like, we kind of let our frustrations out a little bit, you know, in a healthy way. It's good. But I think it's also good for the fans to see kind of like what we go through as players. Like, we're not just little like dolls that they can like talk to, like whatever. Like, you know, we have emotions as well. Like, we care too. People think that sometimes we just don't care. Like, nah, it's not like that. Like, but yeah, bro, as you were saying, in terms of as an attacker, like with goals and assists, you could say that it's kind of how you portray success, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here we try to define success as best as we can. That's kind of like our whole motto. It's kind of the question we ask everyone. So I'm going to go ahead and ask you, what's your definition of success and do you think you've achieved it yet?
My definition of success is... I don't know, I guess when things are going right for you, when you have a plan and the execution is going right, like say for me, like I find success. I feel like I'm successful when I get my job done. When I score goals, I'm an attacker. When I score goals, assist, I feel like I'm finding success. If I don't do that, then I'm not successful because that's what I'm getting paid to do.
I can see where you're coming from with that. That's an interesting answer because most people, I feel like, answer and they're like, okay, success is like a certain, it's like a line and I achieve it, like, and then I'm a successful. But for you, it's more of like a fluctuating thing.
Yeah.
Like one day you can be successful, one day you're not, one day, okay. That's interesting. I think it's the first time we've heard something like that because like I said,
yeah,
people typically are like, oh, it's once I am happy or once I get a lot of money or whatever. But that's the beauty of it. Success is different for everyone.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's good. It's good to hear.
There's not just, I mean, success, I feel like you just can have a lot of success. You can't just have one success. You can have a lot of success, like a lot of goals. Once you meet one goal, there's another goal. Once you're successful at something, there's nothing to be successful as. successful at. So I feel like I can't just say like, oh yeah, I'm a professional soccer player, I'm successful. Because in reality, I'm not. Because I haven't really done much. I'm not even starting. I have 10 goals in 2 years. But I don't feel like I'm successful. I feel like I made it to a point. I just got to keep working in order to be successful. I mean, at the end of my career, then I can really say, okay, I was successful.
Okay. That was my next question. I was going to be like, okay, at what point is there where you look at your life and you turn around and say, okay, my life was successful, you know? Yeah, that has to be a point, right?
At the end of my career, I can say like, okay, I'm successful. I have a family. I have a lot of money that I made from playing soccer. I still have money coming in. Family's happy. Kids are happy. I have a house, nice car, I have things that I want and that I can buy at ease. I feel like that's success.
Yeah, you're going to have that money coming in. You're going to have that money coming in from the shoe.
You're going to have money, bro. Hey, just wait till 15 years, bro. You're going to be getting like 600 pairs every drop. It's going to be ridiculous, bro.
Let me buy stock in your business, bro.
Yeah, put it on. Yeah, let me get in that. But no, I think that's a great way to look at it is you can have successes every day. But then also you have the long terms that you keep in the back of your mind to remind yourself, you know, what you're doing this for and why you're pushing so hard. But I like that. That was a good answer. I think that was, you know, middle above average answer. So that was good. That was good, Benji. I'm proud of you, man. No, man, I guess we could talk on a little bit, man. So obviously Daryl DK is doing good. And how do you feel about, you know, obviously what the media puts out, the teams offering whatever amount, obviously there's teams interested. What do you think about Orlando City, man, just like having that price at 20 mil and not flinching at all?
I think that's a little absurd, honestly. Like, Daryl's doing well. Like, why be greedy? Yeah, at first they said that they weren't going to sell him no lower than 10 million. No, 8 million, they said. And then he left. And then they put the buyout price for 20 million. Like, why would you want to do that? Like, every kid's goal is to go, every soccer player is to go to Europe, play in Europe. And like, he's doing well. Let him go. Like, let him go.
Yeah. I feel you, man.
Is there a point where you, Benji, if you're in Daryl's shoes, I don't know. Obviously, your personalities are different, but is there a point where you, if you're in his shoes, you're like, nah, you push yourself out? You push your way out of Orlando?
That's tough because obviously, like, you don't want a bad name for yourself. What if you ever want to come back to MLS? Like, Kyle Larin, apparently, what Kyle Larin did, he just got up and left, and now he's at Besiktas. Yeah, it's good because he's making a lot more money now, but, like, I feel like he burned the bridge to come to MLS because word on the street was he wanted to come back to MLS and they said no because of obviously he left for free.
Okay.
Yeah. I think you got to play the game, right? You got to make everybody happy. I think Daryl will get what he wants. I think Orlando will get what they want, but
I hope that's what they do. I hope they don't be greedy. Yeah.
That's ideal though. Like, you have to see, like, with the Super League, you just realize football's a business, though. A lot of times, not everyone ends up happy, you know?
It's true, but, like...
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's true, but I feel like as a player, like... There's always someone out there that you can find. You made your money. You made, like, literally, he costs you nothing. Generously, he costs you nothing. What is it that you're holding back for? Like, 10 million, take it.
Yeah. It's a weird business.
Crazy.
So, last question I'm going to ask, then Johan can say anything he wants to say. Who do you want to see next on Chump Chat?
Who do I want to see next on Chump Chat? J. Lou.
Bro. All right.
Didn't you say at camp that you didn't want him on your end?
No, he wants to come on, but I was giving him a tough time because Yeah, I was telling him what we talk about. I don't know if you remember, but I said we'd only talk about that one thing, and he don't want to talk about it. So, but we'll see.
You can give my boy Dotson a chance.
Okay, I like that.
Those are my Dotson or Kess. Those are my mains from the camp.
All right. I like that. I like those two. Those are two great guys. Two great guys.
We'll give it a shot. We'll give it a shot. But hey, I'll just kind of do a quick outro here. You want to plug yourself? Anything you want to ask us or anything, like, just plug your socials so they can go follow you. We'll link them in the description.
I don't even know my Twitter, but follow me on Instagram, BenjiMichelle19. If you can't find me, mutual friends with Tessman. I think my Twitter name is like Almighty Benj or something like that.
I like that.
Something like that. All my Benji. There it is. All my Benji. My Snapchat name is, I was 12 when I made it. So don't judge me. It's Benjamin Lego, LEHGO.
Wow. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Capso. I think it's not Capso. But yeah, just, follow me.
All right. Say nothing. And quick message to Orlando fans or US fans. What can they expect from you this season?
This season, more fun, more excitement, more goals, more assists, more sellies.
More backflips.
More backflips. Let me
know. Hey, that's what I want to see.
More celebration you want, I'll give it to you. Because this year, I gotta take off. This is the year I need to prove myself.
Bro, we were talking about how we need to give our guests celebrations. Did you think of one or no?
Bro, I don't know. It's so tough with I don't know. Like you can't imitate a podcast because it just looks, you know what it looks like.
Yeah, but we probably won't do it this one, bro. But maybe we'll think of one and Tanner will tell you to do it and we'll take a video of it and we can post it on our socials. But yeah. We can do like a little chunk dance or something, but nah.
Come up with a dance.
A jump dance. And then we'll come up with a chunk dance.
Out.
All right, say no more.
I bet.
All right, that's it for the interview. Like y'all heard, go follow him on all his socials. We'll link him down in the description. Hope y'all enjoyed the episode. As always, go like, share, and subscribe, and go find your own success.
'Morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.